This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Raphael, Michelangelo, Bellini are a few of the rock star artists from the Italian Renaissance. But have you heard of Crivelli? The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston is shining a spotlight on this lesser-known and some say neglected Renaissance painter with the first comprehensive exhibit of his works in the country. Isabella Stewart Gardner was the first collector to bring a Crivelli to the U.S.
It is a gorgeous thing, more beautiful than any Japanese lacquer. Decorative as no other picture whatsoever, resplendent in its gold background, its gold armor and brocade. It is St. George and the Dragon by Crivelli.
That's curator Nat Silver reading a letter a consultant sent to Isabella Stewart Gardner in 1897 about the work that's just taken center stage at the museum. WBR's Andrea Shea looked into what makes St. George and the Dragon so special.
For Gardner Museum Registrar Amanda Pruvenezia, it's a relief to finally see the paintings in the show titled Ornament and Illusion, Carlo Crivelli of Venice, being hung in the gallery. As part of her job, she orchestrated safe passage for about 24 masterworks the museum borrowed from 19 collections around the world.
This piece from the National Gallery, London, had to be shipped in a cargo plane instead of a regular aircraft because it's oversized.
But this show's gilded main attraction didn't have far to travel. The Gardner's beloved St. George Slaying the Dragon usually hangs right next door in the historic Palazzo's lush Raphael room. Even so, Pruvenezia's been anxious about relocating the painting to the new building's temporary gallery.
We're always really watchful because anytime you move a work of art, you could be subjecting it to a little bit of damage, so it's slightly nerve-wracking when you're taking a major masterpiece like Gardner's first Crivelli in America down, but yeah, it's exciting.
Curator Nat Silver is excited, too. He watches closely as technicians secure Gardner's St. George to a peacock blue wall.
We often cite Gardner as a pioneer in many different fields. And this is just one more example. There were no Crivellis before she brought St. George Slaying the Dragon here.
Art historian and consultant Bernard Berenson found the painting for Gardner in Italy. The ornate work depicts a young, focused man clad in armor, defeating an injured dragon. St. George's gray, harnessed horse is turning away, frightened. But look more closely, the curator says, and you can see details that came to light after the museum's senior conservator cleaned and restored the painting for the first time since 1935.
One of the things that you can now see that he's cleaned it so beautifully is that each of these buttons, which look like they would have been a kind of gold button on the harness, you see these just tiny, tiny, subtle little shadows.
Conservator Gianfranco Poccobene collaborated with his peers at the Museum of Fine Arts to learn more about the techniques Crivelli used to create this work, which took the artist 30 years. They scientifically analyzed Crivelli's pigments and materials.
And one of the great confirmations was that the figure of St. George, who's clad in this dark brown armor on his legs and on his arm, and also the sword, you would think that that's just brown paint, but originally it was silver leaf. It's now tarnished, so we're not seeing that effect anymore.
It took Poccobene 5 months to make St. George shine again, and he loved every minute.
It's a fantastic experience to be able to walk into the lab every morning and not go look at emails. Try to avoid meetings, but I shouldn't be saying that. But that's the feeling you have when you have something beautiful like this. You just want to be in front of it and working on it.
Curator Nat Silver says Bernard Berenson and Isabella Stewart Gardner recognized the painting's beauty back in 1897, and their purchase ignited a trend when they brought St. George to the U.S.
It gave Crivelli an additional oomph. A Crivelli in the Gardner collection was quite a seal of approval in the eyes of American collectors.
Places like the MFA followed Gardner's lead, but Silver says Crivelli was largely overlooked by early 20th century art historians.
They didn't value highly painters who used a lot of gold and silver. It was seen as retardataire, backwards, or gothic.
But Silver says Crivelli was a master at creating effects with metals. The recently cleaned painting practically glows. And the Gardner Museum's new exhibition reveals something else about Crivelli's St. George. It's actually a fragment, one of six, from a large altarpiece that hung in a small beach town church for 350 years. Curator Nat Silver says in the 1800s, works like this became hot commodities.
An altarpiece this big, 7 or 8 feet tall, with six paintings in it, was a prime target. dealers knew that the sum of the parts was much more than the altarpiece itself. And so all of the fragments went their separate ways.
The divided pieces ultimately ended up in collections as far apart as Tulsa and Krakow. But now, until January 25th, four of the broken-up altarpieces are reunited in Boston, back with St. George and his dragon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.